Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mentoring 101 by John C. Maxwell is a practical leadership guide that focuses on one of the most lasting ways leaders create impact, developing other people. Known for turning leadership principles into actionable habits, Maxwell frames mentoring as a teachable process rather than a mysterious gift reserved for a few charismatic managers. The book highlights how mentorship strengthens organizations by transferring wisdom, sharpening skills, and building confidence in emerging leaders. Instead of treating mentoring as an occasional coffee chat, Maxwell presents it as an intentional relationship built on trust, clarity, and consistent investment. Readers can expect a compact, accessible approach that outlines what mentors do, how they think, and why their influence multiplies through the people they develop. Whether you lead a team, manage volunteers, coach high performers, or simply want to help someone grow, the book centers on the idea that leadership is incomplete if it stops at personal achievement. It is about equipping others to lead well after you. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mentoring as a core leadership responsibility. A central idea in Mentoring 101 is that mentoring is not an optional extra, but a natural extension of leadership. Maxwell emphasizes that leaders do more than deliver results. They cultivate people who can deliver results in the future. Mentoring becomes the bridge between today's performance and tomorrow's capability. This topic explores the mindset shift from doing the work to developing workers, and from being indispensable to building a bench of talent. In practical terms, it means leaders intentionally notice potential, create learning opportunities, and take responsibility for transferring know-how that is not written in manuals. Mentoring also reframes success as multiplication rather than accumulation. When leaders invest in others, the organization gains resilience, continuity, and a deeper leadership pipeline. Maxwell's perspective encourages readers to view mentoring as part of their leadership identity, expressed through availability, attention, and a willingness to share experience. It also addresses the long-term nature of mentoring. The impact is rarely immediate, but it compounds as mentees grow into contributors and eventually mentors themselves. This creates a culture where growth is expected and supported, and where leadership development becomes part of everyday work. Secondly, building trust and connection in the mentor relationship. Effective mentoring depends on trust, and Maxwell treats trust as something built through consistency and care. This topic focuses on the relational foundation that makes advice usable and feedback believable. A mentor who is technically skilled but emotionally distant will struggle to influence a mentee's growth. Maxwell's approach highlights the importance of presence, listening, and genuine interest in the mentee as a person, not just as a performer. Trust grows when mentors keep commitments, respect confidentiality, and offer guidance that is aligned with the mentee's best interests. Connection also requires adapting to the individual. Different mentees need different kinds of support, some need encouragement, others need challenge, and many need both at different times. This section underscores how mentors can create an environment where mentees feel safe to ask questions, admit mistakes, and take developmental risks. It also frames mentoring as a two-way relationship where the mentor learns as well, deepening humility and curiosity. By prioritizing trust and connection, leaders create a space where growth conversations become normal and where difficult feedback can be received without defensiveness. The relationship becomes a stable platform for skill building, character shaping, and long-term leadership formation. Thirdly, a practical framework for developing people. Maxwell is known for giving readers clear, repeatable principles, and Mentoring 101 applies that style to the mentoring process. This topic covers how mentoring can be structured so it produces real development rather than vague encouragement. A useful mentoring framework includes identifying strengths, addressing growth gaps, and setting direction through goals and accountability. Maxwell's leadership lens suggests that mentoring should be both personal and purposeful, personal enough to fit the mentee's context, and purposeful enough to move them forward in measurable ways. The mentor's role is not to control outcomes, but to provide guidance, perspective, and opportunities that stretch the mentee. That can include helping the mentee think through decisions, learn from setbacks, and understand the hidden dynamics of leadership, such as influence, priorities, and communication. A practical approach also includes feedback that is timely and specific, delivered in a way that calls the mentee upward. Maxwell's emphasis on equipping implies that mentors share tools, mental models, and habits that mentees can apply immediately. Over time, the mentee gains greater competence and confidence, and the mentor gradually shifts from directing to empowering. This topic highlights mentoring as a disciplined practice that can be planned, repeated, and scaled across teams and organizations. Fourthly, leading by example, character, habits, and credibility. Mentoring is as much caught as taught, and Maxwell's work consistently ties leadership to character and daily habits. This topic explores the idea that mentors shape mentees not only through instruction, but through modeling. What a mentor prioritizes, how they treat people, how they respond under pressure, and how they handle failure all communicate powerful lessons. Maxwell's emphasis on influence implies that credibility is the mentor's most valuable currency. If the mentor's actions contradict their advice, the mentoring relationship weakens. Strong mentoring, therefore, requires self-leadership, managing one's attitude, continuing to learn, and practicing the behaviors one hopes to reproduce in others. This topic also addresses the mentor's responsibility to set standards. High standards do not have to be harsh. They can be communicated through clarity, consistency, and encouragement. By modeling professionalism, integrity, and resilience, mentors help mentees form leadership habits that endure beyond a single role. Maxwell's perspective also suggests that mentoring is a legacy activity. A mentor's example becomes a template that mentees may later pass on to others. When mentors take their role seriously, they influence the culture of a team and gradually raise the overall quality of leadership across the organization. Lastly, creating a mentoring culture that multiplies leaders beyond one-on-one relationships. Mentoring 101 points toward a broader organizational payoff, a culture where developing people becomes normal. This topic explains how leaders can turn mentoring from an individual preference into a shared expectation. A mentoring culture is visible in how leaders allocate time, how they reward development, and how they make space for emerging leaders to try, fail, learn, and try again. Maxwell's multiplication theme supports the idea that mentoring should be repeatable. When leaders help mentees become mentors, growth scales and knowledge transfer accelerates. This also protects the organization from dependence on a few key people by building depth across roles. A mentoring culture can include informal coaching moments, structured development pathways, and leadership opportunities that match a person's readiness. It also involves recognizing that different stages require different mentoring approaches, from onboarding and skill building to strategic thinking and leadership presence. This topic highlights the long-range advantage of mentoring. It improves retention, raises engagement, and strengthens succession planning. Ultimately, a mentoring culture aligns results with people development, so the organization does not have to choose between performance now and capability later. Mentoring becomes a strategic advantage that compounds over time through the leaders it produces. In conclusion, Mentoring 101 is best suited for managers, team leads, entrepreneurs, ministry and nonprofit leaders, coaches, and experienced professionals who want to invest in others but need a clear, workable approach. It also fits emerging leaders who want to understand what good mentorship looks like so they can seek it wisely and eventually offer it to others. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and lasting. Mentoring improves communication, patience, and discernment, while helping leaders move from short-term output to long-term influence. By focusing on developing people, readers can build stronger teams, reduce the constant pressure to be the sole problem solver, and create a more sustainable leadership legacy. Compared with similar leadership books that concentrate primarily on personal achievement or abstract theory, this book stands out for its tight focus on multiplication. It frames mentoring as a leadership essential and translates that belief into actionable principles that can be applied in workplaces, volunteer organizations, and community settings. If you want a concise guide that strengthens your ability to grow others and build a pipeline of capable leaders, Mentoring 101 is a worthwhile purchase that delivers both clarity and momentum. If you would like to support John C. Maxwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.